You know, you go between meek and helpful, but it's inauthentic. It's not your real feeling. What I am thinking is that something was suppressed. It's in the end. Stay on. Okay, somebody just came on. I don't want to have this publicly. Okay, Sunisha is from South Africa, and I don't know who else is going to come, but whoever is coming is going to come, right? So we'll wait a few minutes so that people can be here while I'm downloading. Or I start now, and then by the time we get to the good part. All right. So close your eyes, sit up straight. Mute yourself, please, William. Okay. Thank you. Pay attention to your face, to your arms, to your lips, to your jaw, to your eyebrows. If you need to, like, move your mouth in and out so that it relaxes, that would be good. Also, you may want to relax your belly, because now it's cramping. Is it mine? Is it Swedish? It's William. Yes, okay. So I'm just going to pay attention to William, okay? Just put your hand just underneath the belly button, that your thumb is on your belly button, and therefore your palm is underneath it. And relax into your hand. And relax, and relax. If you are so tense, I'm not going to be able to download. So I'm not really doing it for you. I'm doing it for me, or for everybody. Melt into your hand. Completely disappear. There should be only a hand there. And no feel. No thinking. No visualization. Just the hand. Don't pay attention to your breath, because the moment you do, you're tightening up. You're doing it from the mind. Don't. Just pay attention to your hands and melt into it. I know you lead meditation seminars, right? I've done those. They are bullshit, okay? The person who is doing it doesn't know what's going on, neither for themselves nor for the other people. Your self-awareness, William, is more than 10%, less than 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3%. So you're not suitable to lead a good meditation seminar. Melt into your hand. Don't suffer about it now. Fuck it. Who cares? You can do it. I didn't say don't do it, okay? But you're not a good one. I don't care what people experience. Life is not about the experiences. Okay, so you take it. Hour-long break out of your shitty life. Yeah, good for you. It's like eating a piece of candy a month. Or eating one meal a month. Not really nurturing. Okay, alright. Now I like the way you are, so I'm going to connect to my tangerine spot. And lift. Sweet. silicone, okay, lift the lid, lift it again, good, a little bubbly, and start climbing, climb, 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 it's really high, climb, just patience, stay in your hand, climb and climb and climb and climb. This is not guided meditation. I am climbing. You're staying where you are. If it were a guided meditation, you would go with me. If you went with me, if you tried to go with me, I wouldn't be able to stay connected. I would have to carry you on my back. And climb and climb and climb and climb. You didn't like that. Climb and climb. Oh, I'm getting close. All right, this is the second time I came up today. The first time I came down because somebody was bothering me. Okay, and I am sitting. All right, the light wasn't blinding me. Stay in your hand. Okay, and the light is touching my hair. Please relax your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Stay in your hand. And I'm still waiting. Is there something wrong with me? Or whoever is doing that, whoever has that stiff shoulder is blocking me. Is it mine? No. Is it William's? No. Is it Samisha's? No. Is somebody on the phone again? Okay. The light is finding me. Okay. And it's waiting. And it's waiting. But I'm found. I can feel it. Oh, God, somebody opened the whatever you open. Ugh. It's like being doused from a bucket. All right. Okay, and of course it just made me wet, but it didn't go into the channel at all. All right, I have to wait more. Alright, so it's coming now. And it's going to come down slowly today. It's warm. And it's silky. And it's hugging. Please don't bother me, whoever you are. Fuck off. Okay, I managed to stay connected in spite of all that. And it's coming, dribbling, slowly. So it's going to take a few minutes to stay connected. I don't have to do anything. I just need to shape myself as a pipe and have no concern whether it gives me anything, gives you anything, whether it's coming or not. All the concern is greed. Every time you want something, you block it. Whether you want the light, whether you want love, whether you want attention, whether you want success, the moment you pay attention to that instead of what you're doing, you are blocking it. Is it going to my vessel? Yes. Is it 10%, 20%, 30%? 40%. So it's still a few more minutes. Nice and quiet. Almost can't be felt. So slow. But it's there. And okay. Is my vessel full? Yeah, it just gave me a jerk in my heart. The vessels, for some reason, I have no idea why, is in the heart, physical heart. Maybe even a little bit above, where the soul, seat of the soul is. The seat of the soul, yeah, it goes into the seat of the soul. Okay. Alright, so, Sunisha, did you get any? Yes, more than 10%, so it only filled 10%, which means you blocked it. William, did you get any? No, you were blocking it. I don't know why you're doing that, William. You really have very low self-awareness. You don't know that you're blocking. If I stay longer, will I get any? No. Alright, so I'm going to come down slowly so that I don't get a shock. Okay, and coming down, and I am down. Alright, so I am down. Dizzying. Okay. Alright, so we are going to have a conversation. Sunisha, did you want to ask a question? Anything? You're self-muted, so your microphone is open on my end, but not on yours. Sunisha? Okay, and William, you can talk, but not about very private things. Oh, Sunisha is just open. Okay, did you want to ask a question?
Not right now.
Okay, please mute yourself.
Yeah, please mute yourself.
Okay, I'll mute you. Okay, William, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so be normal, okay, because you aren't, okay? And it doesn't work on me, it's your racket to be like that, and it doesn't work on me. I am not a good partner for your racket. From me, you are not going to get any goodies because you act meek, okay?
Okay.
It's not your real nature. You are you are innocent. Do you have a question?
When I'm blocking the dongles, you said that I'm not aware of it. Is there any exercise I can do to?
Yeah, start to pay attention to what you're hiding, okay? And when you go back to the past incident, start to pay attention to what was the real feeling. Okay?
Yes.
Because your real feeling is hidden. Your real feeling is probably greedy, okay? But greed or envy or jealousy, something that in the world is made wrong, like it's a bad feeling. Well, it's not. It's normal. If somebody seemingly took what belonged to you, your attention, your mother, etc., you should feel jealous or greedy or envious. You should. I paired you up with Trish because her hidden feeling is trash and is envy too. Okay? And both of you lie about it. Both of you pretend bullshit. Envy is very forceful, okay? And you were hiding it. You were hiding it because it's not politically correct, because it's not pretty. And you were doing nice, and then begging or whatever you were doing, but that's not didn't work, did it? Pay attention to me! Pay attention to me! Pay attention to me! Bang! Right?
Yes.
Didn't work, did it?
No, but it's only now that I'm starting to see this, since I never knew any of this existed, or like no awareness at all.
I know. It's okay. You ask what to do. This is what you should do. Get aware. What are the hidden feelings? The hidden feelings that you don't want to show because they are not pretty. Well, envy, okay, maybe it's ugly. So what? Is it bad? Is it wrong to feel envy? No, it's normal to feel envy. It's also normal to feel hate, searing hate, okay? If you don't resist it, it doesn't last, okay? I have bouts of hate. At least once a day, but often more often, okay?
Yes.
So, do you think I am a bad person? Do you think it shouldn't be? Do you think I resist it? It's like, oh, hate! Hate! Welcome, hate! It doesn't last. Anger doesn't last. Greed, envy. I even feel sometimes envious or jealous, right? Other people do much better than me, right? Do you think I don't have bouts of jealousy or envy? Yeah, of course I do. And I recognize, like, oh, you want that? Then work towards that. Now I know what you want. Because envy tells you, the purpose of envy, okay, the guiding meaning of envy is to tell you what you really want, okay? But you see, all right, so the younger sibling was sick, right? So you make sure that you do what the younger sibling did, but it didn't work, did it?
No.
No. Fear didn't get you anything. Begging didn't get you anything. The only thing that you got is being bothersome, okay? And... hold on a second, let me see what he wants to say. Yeah, well, I am still online. I guess to go to work. Okay, so where was I? Sorry. So none of your moves got you what you wanted, or what it got you is negative strokes. Now okay, so let me share that I am a negative strokes person too. I get negative strokes. I behave inappropriately, and that's the only stroke I understand. If you tell me, I love you, Sophie, it doesn't do anything for me. I want to caress you. I want to slap you, okay? You touch me and I'll slap you. Or anything. So I only understand negative strokes, and my spine doesn't shrivel up on me because I get negative strokes. But I am conscious about that, okay? So now I don't feel bad about giving being a brat because that's how I get strokes. So I just came back from my exercise class where I'm like a class clown. I moan out loud and people laugh or whatever because I'm the class clown. It's kind of negative stroke, okay? I mean, I am this, in my own mind at least, this guru type, right? And I have about 2.5 billion times more education than any of the people there. And I get, of course, nothing. No strokes about that. So I get negative strokes and I'm okay. I'm okay. That's how my machine works, okay? But I don't want anything else. I don't. So I'm going to share something. I haven't planned to share it, but I'm going to share it. So when I look at my income thingy. I have this stats software that shows how I'm doing and whether I'm going to be able to pay my bills for that particular month. Let me just open it. Name and Sophie. I have to do it in my head so that you don't know what is my password. Didn't realize that normally I say it out loud. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, there you go, looking in. And anyway, so the last few months, my income was really pitiful. And I could make my rent on the first slide through, okay? But I there were times when I could go grocery shopping and I couldn't afford my supplements. So I was like up Schitt's Creek, okay? Because my income was more than $400 less than the minimum I need to get by, okay? So all my efforts were concentrated on not getting needy, not getting desirous, not getting wanting, okay? Just relax and do what I need to do. Now, when you say, okay, so what do I need to do? Your attention is on what you need to do, not on the result, but on the process. What I need to do, what it is that I can do, what it is that I need to do, not on the response, not anything, just what it is that I need to do, okay? And I did that this month for the first time in a long time, and lo and behold, in the last few days, I went beyond the minimum that I needed to make by almost $1,000. Now, why am I sharing this? Because it's very, very important that you allow yourself to pay attention to what matters. What matters is not the result. What matters is what you do. Now, if what you do is not going to produce results, you need to reevaluate it. But very few people invest a lot of energy on what isn't going to produce results. More likely, the mistake that people make is that they take their eyes off what they are doing and look at what they are not getting, or what they should be getting, or what they want, or what other people get, okay? Is that clear, William?
Yes, it is.
And that is what produced that extra income. Now, is that a lot of money? Well, only compared to how much I make normally, that's one-third extra. In that regard, that's a lot of money. I don't make a lot of money. I don't work a lot either. I mean, I work, but not money-making stuff. So I increased for that month my income by one-third. By nothing that I did was predetermined, nothing that I did was I know what I'm going to do. I just did what seemed to be the right thing to do. Mention it here, mention it there, republish articles that contain the thing, not get Nudnik is a Israeli word, means you are persistent, like you were a nudnik with your mother. Pay attention to me. That's nudnik, okay? Annoying like hell. So I wasn't. Maybe there were two moments when I thought maybe I'm a nudnik, and I stepped back. It's like I don't want to be a nudnik. And I produced that result. Now, do I have to work for it? Yeah, and I'm not done. I don't know, maybe about 12 or 13 more food and whatever nutritional assessment list that I have to make, have to do, and I already have a problem in my left hand. It's 1,000 muscle testing moves to do that work for $100 freaking bucks. What was I thinking, right? But hey, I mean, you do whatever people want, right? So obviously this is something that people wanted. Who is on the line is Andrew and Julie and Sunisha and William. And except for Sunisha, everybody ordered it. Sunisha ordered it once, about 2 years ago. So Andrew got it, and Julie will get it, and William already got it, okay? So yeah, that's the secret. Now, I know that Andrew put his foot in the mouth and told his boss that he wants to find another job, and that pretty much ended his income. Stupid as the stupid does it. Right, Andrew? I unmuted you. Right? You have... Oh, you're still at work. Yeah, you are at work. Okay. You left me a message. Let's see. Stupid mistake. Yes. Yes. Total mistake. And Julie is an artist, so I don't know. Julie, do you ever get entangled in wanting and needing and should? Your line is unmuted. Do you have a microphone? Julie? You're unmuted on your end. So if you're talking, I can't hear you. Julie. Well, when you, I leave you unmuted, and if you figure out a bad connection. Okay, all right. So, and Sunisha, whatever. So, anybody has any questions? Andrew, you can ask a question in the question thingy. Julie is out of commission for a moment. Out. Let's see. I joined late. I feel like I missed out. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe. I downloaded the energy that you missed. I'll upload the audio. And then I had a conversation with William, who is in the playground and who was resisting the entire time, and therefore he got none of the energy, which is the result of that he doesn't know that he's blocking. Okay? Andrew? Say yes, I got it. Like, shoot, just like me, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right, and Julie is back. Okay, so let's see. I may have to unmute you, Julie, again. Yes. Okay, so you are unmuted again. Can you talk? Julie? Unmute yourself. Typical British night time connection you have. Unstable. You came back and you switched to the phone? Okay, you need a pin. Send a pin. I don't know how to send a pin. I'll wait, or just get back to you. Okay, William, do you have a question, like a specific coaching or how to actually get conscious? I spend an awful lot of time getting conscious of what's going on with me. So you could follow heat and actually say what's going on. And not the emotions, okay? The emotions are lying. The actual physical feelings. It's like a hit that twinge here, a sudden pain there, and then, of course, your mind interprets it and and creates a full-blown emotion from it, but it's not accurate because your upbringing gave you bad names, wrong identification of emotions. I mean, I am good, okay? But let's say when I am doing somebody's starting point measurement and I connect deeply and I need to say what's their relationship to feedback, okay? That's a very important element of the starting point measurements. I know what the other person is bringing to the party. And I have to sit and then I feel whatever they feel. And then often I don't get it right the first time, maybe two or three names I have to go through and a muscle test. And I say, oh, okay. So that's fear. That's trepidation. Very similar. Fear and trepidation are very similar feeling, but they don't mean the same. You have a trepidation, like kind of doubt and uncertainty and I don't know. And it's like, that's trepidation, okay? But fear is fear, okay? But still, it feels at the same place, just moves in a different direction. So until you learn what the certain feelings are, you are going to be slightly self-unaware and unconsciously block feelings. Now, the second thing is that because you are at some point, you are actually going to see that there is nothing wrong in reality and there was never anything wrong in reality. There can't be anything wrong. Wrong is a human construct. There is nothing wrong unless somebody says so. Okay? Is there a man there or a little boy? Let's invite the men to this conversation. No? No man? Only a little boy?
I just say this, first of all, I'm thankful to you for showing these things to me because I grew up as a guy that I felt I didn't have made much feelings. I knew I didn't know how to cry. I couldn't shed tears.
No, it's not that you couldn't. You were not allowed. It wasn't rewarded in your household. It was frowned upon.
Well, that's true, yes.
Yeah. You know what was frowned upon in my house? Almost everything. But the most important that was missing for me is to feel my own fear. When I said, did I ever feel fear? And I didn't. I didn't allow myself to feel fear because that was so horrible, first of all, I was punished for it, okay? And I like to be punished for being bratty, but not for what's real, right? You get that, right? Being bratty, being punished, that's good. It's a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But being punished for your real feeling, that's not a game. That's being completely and totally invalidated. So whether that real feeling is anger or sadness or neediness or love or lack of love or anything, okay, or envy and jealousy and feeling slighted in your case, that is not it doesn't matter. Whatever is the real feeling, if you get punished for it, they are doing some big disservice to you. And then the more feelings are not allowed, the less feelings you are going to have because you have to suppress the feelings that you have. And then you become this wooden person that you are with 3% self-awareness. No, I mean, listen, I so suppress my feelings that even now I don't know I have to go to the bathroom. I don't. I find myself in the bathroom, but I didn't know I had to pee. I didn't know. I also don't know I'm hungry for the most part. I had to suppress everything. I'm going to share something that just happened today. So before I go to my exercise class, I take a shower, okay? And for whatever reason, I decided to allow, it's hard for me what I'm sharing, to allow the water to just unimpeded come on my head and my shoulders. And I was screaming. It was so horrible. It was just so horrible. I mean, it was painful and irritating and threatening and just, so now I know why I only take one shower a week, because I can't tolerate it. And when I, this is the first long shower I've taken maybe ever, and most of the time all I do is just quickly wash my hair, wash my body, and I'm out of there. So that's probably the result of being thwarted in my feelings. But I bet you were thwarted too. And you made up all kinds of bullshit like I did, because you have to feel something, otherwise you feel dead. So you felt fear, and flowering wasn't real, and you felt wanting to be taken care of, but it wasn't real either. Because for the most part, what you felt is sadness, and being left alone, being left out, being not mattering. Right?
Right.
And you continue doing that. But because you are totally unaware of your feelings, you are blocking everything that you are working towards. Sure, yeah? I mean,
yeah,
you want to get aware. You want to get aware and take however long it takes. But nice self or guided meditations won't help, okay? I mean, you can do that for other people, but for you, anything that's guided doesn't come from you, okay? Unless you make up a guided meditation or feel what you feel in your stomach, what you feel in your heart, when you feel in your chest, okay? And pay attention. You can do that. That could be pretty interesting. And even though you may not know the name, you can go to my map of emotions chart, okay, and find what emotions have anything to do with the chest or the stomach or your shoulders or your head or your neck or whatever, okay? That could be useful.
Map of emotions.
Just ask me for the link, yes, Map of Emotions.
Okay.
Mostly I sell it, but it's a PDF, and I did include it in one of the articles, but I don't remember which one. Map of Emotions.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, good. Mute yourself for a second. Hi, Julie, I see your line is open. Finally
learned it.
Yeah,
I've learned how to do it.
You figured it out. Smart girl. Yeah, I am two thumbs with anything that would be horrible. So how are you?
I'm okay. I hold my, listening to the Map of Emotions conversation, I hold my tension in my chest. So when I start coughing, I call it my stress breath, which means I know that's where my stress, you know, stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But I'm good, thank you.
I feel it, but I, it's not fear. What is it? That worry. See, I should take out the emotions thingy. Let me find it. And maybe I can show it on the screen. Okay, bear with me. Map. Are you sneezing?
No, that's coughing.
Oh, coffee.
I'm not really coughing, I'm trying to explain it. I have to cough, but I'm not coughing, if that makes any sense.
No.
Will my breath get stuck somewhere, my diaphragm, or I don't know.
No, it doesn't make sense. No, I don't know. I can't tell what you're saying. Okay, what am I doing? Let's copy this and put it in a drive that I can reach from. Jesus, too many things. Okay, let's see if it takes. No. Okay, it's map of emotions, and it's okay. So I'm going to. Oh, on the other computer, I'm not logged in. Just bear with me. I want to show it, and I want to show how to find something. Windows Explorer. Let me just log in first, because if I don't log, oh, can I show it here? Maybe I can. Okay, so let's see if I can show it here. Okay. All right, so tell me if you can see it.
Yes?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so every morning it goes from the stomach to this term like a inverse C. S pen starts in the stomach, blah blah blah. We are looking for the chest, right? Lower chest, like the stomach, right after the pit of your stomach, really. Liver, holding mimulus. Now there is also a list of what these represent. For instance, large is a kind of discouragement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should unite the two lists. Yeah, I think so. Honeysuckle, from the heart to the liver and back. That's not what you feel. Heather, gorse. Are you coughing?
Yes, I cough. It just seems to be stuck between my diaphragm, my heart, and my throat. I don't know. It feels like pressure on my chest. It's not always there.
It's okay. It happens to people when they talk to me. So gentian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's another kind of discouragement. So large is discouragement. Gentian is discouragement. Is this gentian what Julie feels? Yes. It used to be my dominant feeling.
Right.
It's 5-inch wide pain from stomach to the middle of the chest and cautious breathing. That's why you're coughing. See, all of these energies are included, incorporated into the heaven and earth, both the audio and the liquid. Because we have all kinds of feelings. I mean, the fact that maybe you have a dominant tension, or I have a dominant tension, that doesn't mean I don't have other feelings. The other day, I caught myself having Star of Bethlehem. Star of Bethlehem is the PTSD. It's like, oh my God! It's like. So grieving and being afraid so much that the chicken little, okay?
Right.
I didn't know I can feel that way. It's like, whoa, what's that? And it was mine. I don't remember why I felt it, but I felt it. So what? See, when you allow these feelings by recognizing it, then they leave you be. But if for some reason they weren't allowed to be felt in your family, then you replaced it or covered it up with an approved feeling. I have clients and students who are very much like like William, are going to be kind and helpful and really nice, right, William? William?
Yes.
It's inauthentic. You can be kind, etc., but it covers up all the bad feelings that you feel. How is your husband, Julie?
The same, not great. Not, you know, okay, but not okay, kind of.
Not worse.
No, well, worsening, but not worse. Yes.
Let me see if I download Gentian to you, if it helps. try to hold the coughing. It's kind of distracting. No, not like that. No, not like that. Just mute yourself for a second.
Okay.
It's the sound of it that distracts me, not the energy of it. You have something growing in your lungs.
Okay.
In the pit, the lower pit. It's not tension.
Mm.
Did you smoke ever?
No.
Did you ever live with a smoker?
No.
Do you eat a lot?
Do I eat? Oh, sorry?
Each. ITCH.
No.
Okay. Have it checked out.
Okay.
It's not cancer. I checked.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But it's something. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. All in a day's work. That's one of my favorite sayings, which means I don't resist anything. I never say this about my job. I only say no to a request when I feel that people think that they are entitled. I said Andrew no a day or two ago. But normally it happens very rarely, very seldom. Okay, my te. How are you?
Yes, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was late because I couldn't get to the, to the call.
It's okay. I'll post that one. I didn't and won't post our talk to me call from last Wednesday because I don't want to give it away. I actually gave too much on the call for other people who are not, who didn't bother to come, okay? So I just don't want to give it. Okay, I mute you. You don't have anything to say. Anybody has any other questions? You can type it too. Julie, did you have a question?
No, well, at the moment I'm just glad I've learned how to be able to speak, so I'm sure I'll have more to say the next time.
Okay.
Now I know what to do.
I'm glad you're here. This is the first time you came, right?
I've been here before, muted, not realizing again how to unmute myself.
Sorry, for that was
big progress to me.
That sounded like an evil laugh, right?
No, I will laugh.
You should see me when I need to learn something new. Oh my God, I am just so... It's hard. I don't know if it's easy to get about me that I'm learning disabled, but I'm totally learning disabled. Oh, total moron. All right. I muted Julie for a second. So anybody wants to say anything? William, what did you learn today? Share with me.
what I feel I learned is that who I've been all along is not me, and it's only actually coming into my awareness. Now each time I see it, it's growing and growing and growing, that I even just said when you were talking, I was thinking my life was flashing up where it's something, a nice person just to avoid any conflict with anybody else, which was only degrading me.
Yeah.
And I can see how it's like I grew up most of my life and never smiled, really. Straight face. It's only now I learned how to smile.
So
I can start seeing it for the first time.
Go ahead.
I'm actually seeing it for the first time. I never saw it before. I know you spoke about it, but never really, I couldn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. It's I have a lot of, for some reason, I have a lot of clients with your soul correction. Each and every one tries to not feel all the bad feelings, okay?
Yeah.
And each are therapy nice, okay? And each suffer mightily, like you. And my hunch is that it's either greed, like wanting. Any wanting is greed, okay? Like wanting. I really, 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 really want it, okay? And if you really pay attention, that's a very bad feeling. Bad as it feels bad, okay? Not bad as I'm qualifying it. No, it feels bad, okay? Wanting feels bad. Just like anything, when you don't have something and you want to fix it, it like hunger feels bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or anger feels bad because you didn't get what you wanted, right? You were slighted, or you were diminished, or something, right? All of those are bad feelings when you don't get what you want or need. And because in many families that is not allowed to feel, you are covering up with nice. And you are the first person who could see it, and I tell you why. Because most people... as they suppress, it's like a bomb, okay? And the more you suppress it, the bigger the explosion is going to be. And they collect, they call it in transactional analysis, stem collector, okay? They collect proofs that they are slighted or not given, or somebody's not nice to them, or nasty, as most people say. And I am called nasty all the time. And then at some point, they curse me out, and they disappear, and they hate me forever, okay? And I'm not the first person that they did that with, not the second, not the tenth, because that is how the machine works, okay? You collect the anger, and then you explode. And you are the first person who could go and not explode on me before you actually saw something about yourself. So congratulations and thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to you.
Well, it's not done yet, okay? It's not done yet.
No, but you triggered what I have already, so...
Yeah,
it's
you...
something major for me.
You earned it, okay? You earned it.
It seems like something major.
Yeah, it is major. It is major, and it is really the pivoting point. Because if you can resolve it and release it and start a little bit, tipa Hebrew, a drop here, a drop there, you are going to be able to start feeling the feelings that you were not allowed to feel. I had to work on anger, because that is another feeling I wasn't allowed to feel, for about, how long? From 1982 to 1987, 88. Okay? Like, really, work on it. And finally, now I can feel angry, and I don't think that I just killed someone. How I suppressed it is that don't get angry because it kills someone. None of the little kids make up shit, okay? So that's what I made up. So, yeah, you have to do some work, but at least you see which direction to go. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Good, I'm happy for you. And I won't get off your back, okay? The monkey on your back. All right, good. Anybody else wants to say anything before we go?
I have one more thing to say.
Oh, good.
Is it pointless for me to listen to the recording of this of the download?
No, it's not pointless. Not pointless, because now that you know maybe how you are blocking, you can start releasing it and releasing it and releasing it. And whether you are going to get any energy this time or not, this is practice. This is practice. It takes, I don't know if you have ever tried to unscrew a screw that was rusted in, but the way to do it is like you wiggle. And at some point it turns, right? Well, all stock suppressed emotions are like that. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Patience. It's patient business, getting or going to the promised land, you know, to heaven on earth. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. My pleasure. Mute yourself. Anybody else? I just realized I didn't finish a partner call, and they are going to be probably get scared. Okay, so I'm going to close this. Going to post it right away. Okay, I just post the audio. Okay, all right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
You're welcome. Thank you.